Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Gut Health for Dummies by Christina Campbell. Narrated by Susan Hanfield. Publisher's Note. In this audio edition, you will hear references to figures present in the print and ebook formats of the book. Limit of liability, disclaimer of warranty. While the publisher and authors have used their best efforts in preparing this work, they make no representations or warranties with respect to the accuracy or completeness of the contents of this work, and specifically disclaim all warranties, including without limitation any implied warranties of merchantability or fitness for a particular purpose. No warranty may be created or extended by sales representatives, written sales materials, or promotional statements for this work. The fact that an organization, website, or product is referred to in this work as a citation and/or a potential source of further information does not mean that the publisher and authors endorse the information or services the organization, website, or product may provide or recommendations it may make. This work is sold with the understanding that the publisher is not engaged in rendering professional services. The advice and strategies contained herein may not be suitable for your situation. You should consult with a specialist where appropriate. Further, readers should be aware that websites listed in this work may have changed or disappeared between when this work was written and when it is read. Neither the publisher nor authors shall be liable for any loss of profit or any other commercial damages, including but not limited to special, incidental, consequential, or other damages. Introduction. I can't convey how exciting it's been to watch Gut Health gradually emerge into the mainstream. Over a decade ago, when I was experiencing debilitating gut symptoms every day, digestion was kept very hush-hush. The science was just starting to emerge, and useful science-based resources were almost non-existent. When I started writing about gut health and the microbiome, most people who knew me were perplexed. More than once, I took an editor's call in a coffee shop, and the people at the next table, overhearing me talk about digestion, discreetly moved to another location. But somewhere along the line, gut health went big. Maybe it was the incredible advancements in gut microbiome science, or the publication of popular books on the digestive system, such as Julia Ender's Gut. Maybe it was the fact that fecal matter became established as a life-saving cure for recurrent Clostridioides difficile infection. Now gut health is everywhere, in popular books, on social media, in blogs, in newspapers and online articles, and in documentary films, and now in this book, Gut Health for Dummies. Whether you're here out of desperation to rid yourself of symptoms, or you're a fan of gut talk or other gut health content on social media, you've come to the right place. This book gives a solid scientific grounding in everything related to the gut, and this exciting journey shines a light on some dark and twisty corners of your body, with lots of surprising facts along the way. If you become squeamish at any time during this journey, just pause the book, pour yourself a tall glass of water, and remind yourself that what goes in must come out in one way or another. Appreciate that the gut is an incredible, complex system that enables you to be who you are as a human. Gut health is getting more exposure at just the right time, because more and more people are experiencing digestive health problems that affect their lives. According to the American Gastroenterological Association, up to 70 million people in the United States have a gastrointestinal disease that interferes with their quality of life, and digestive problems have gotten in the way of desired activities for 40% of people at some point. In Canada, the incidence of digestive disease is even higher than in the United States. More than 50% of people are affected by symptoms. Despite these high numbers, many people delay seeking medical advice for gut-related issues. I hope this book brings clarity about your gut health experiences so you feel confident seeking the care you need and take proactive steps to avoid gut health problems for many years into the future. About this book, Gut Health for Dummies isn't like the other gut health books. Most books about gut health purport to have the one and only solution to fix your gut health, whether it's a six-step plan, a restrictive diet, or an expensive array of supplements. The problem with those approaches is that they don't have adequate scientific support. They may have worked well for some person at a particular time, but they're not shown to work reliably, and they're often short-sighted, treating diet as the only thing that matters for gut health. Spoiler alert, this book identifies many different aspects of your lifestyle that converge to shape your gut health. I suffered through years of digestive symptoms without a diagnosis and eventually found relief by changing multiple aspects of my lifestyle, which I share throughout this book. Now I'm passionate about understanding the science and knowing how to apply it in real life. So everything I report in this book is based on genuine scientific findings and expert opinion without hyping any individual findings. Because I make a living working with scientists in this field, I take great care to ensure that everything I say is appropriate and evidence-based according to what they'd expect. Here I give you the knowledge to tell what claims and information are scientifically backed, so you can understand which products are likely to work versus which ones are relying on more of a wish and a prayer. When you're able to evaluate products with a critical eye, you're not at the mercy of whichever company has the biggest marketing budget. I aim to create the resource that I never had when I suffered from my own gut health issues and felt bombarded by all kinds of confusing and expensive products, all claiming to cure what ailed me. Now, with the increased popularity of gut health, the market is even more saturated with products purporting to fix your gut. However, I understand that daily decisions are complex, so if you end up deciding, because of a friend's recommendation or a social media influencer, that you want to try consuming a product with no scientific proof that it works, that's your choice. I only hope you'll be able to navigate your way through the world of gut health with awareness and better confidence. In true Dummies style, the information in this book is presented in a clear, concise format with practical tips throughout. I capture the latest scientific thinking and translate it into everyday actions that represent the best known ways to take care of your gut throughout your life. This book extensively covers the microbiome of your gut. Your digestive tract microbiome is really several different microbiomes in different locations. Yet the microbiome of the colon is by far the most frequently studied because of the ease of collecting samples. I mean, everyone deposits samples of this microbiome regularly into the toilet. So the term gut microbiome in scientific papers most often refers to the colonic or fecal microbiome. Throughout this book, therefore, gut microbiome refers to the colonic microbiome unless otherwise specified. Sources of information about gut health often use dysbiosis to refer to a disrupted or abnormal gut microbiome. Dysbiosis can look a million different ways, even for a single disease. It can't even be defined as an imbalance between good and bad bacteria in the microbial ecosystem, because the concepts of good and bad simply don't apply to microorganisms. For these reasons, dysbiosis has fallen out of favor in the scientific community, and I avoid it as well in this book. I tend to use the general terms difference or disturbance when talking about gut microbiome alterations associated with poorer health, lest people think dysbiosis is something that can be specifically defined and diagnosed. The recipes in this book are complete, but they may not spell out every detail of prepping and cooking the food. For example, certain steps and techniques in cooking are standard, no matter what you're preparing. In addition, I require specific types of ingredients and also want to make sure that you adhere to a few of my other cooking preferences. The following list gives points that apply to all the recipes. Fruits and vegetables are washed under cold running water before using. Pepper is freshly ground pepper. Invest in a pepper mill and give it a few cranks when you want pepper bursting with flavor. Fresh herbs are specified in many of the recipes for their bright, authentic flavor, but you can still make a recipe if you don't plan to use these by substituting dry herbs using 1/3 the amount of fresh. Dairy products are low fat. Eggs are large unless otherwise indicated. Olive oil is extra virgin unless otherwise indicated. All onions are sweet, unless otherwise indicated. Water is filtered water. All temperatures are Fahrenheit. Keep pots uncovered unless I tell you to put on the lid. The tomato icon indicates that the recipe is vegetarian. Foolish assumptions. When writing this book, I make the following assumptions about you. You've heard about gut health, but may not be familiar with the scientific jargon. So I define new terms as they're introduced. You're suffering from digestive symptoms, and you're open to seeking medical help and taking advantage of the interventions that have the best scientific support. Even if you don't have regular digestive symptoms, you're also interested in leveraging the best science to maintain your gut health and overall wellness. Icons used in this book. Throughout this book, you'll hear the following icons verbalized to draw your attention to certain paragraphs. Tip. When you hear this icon, it flags practical advice for putting gut health science into practice. Remember, this icon highlights key points that help you gain a better understanding of gut health in general. Technical stuff. This icon indicates more detailed, non-essential information for people who want to level up their knowledge. Warning. This icon alerts you about what to watch out for if you want to avoid gut health problems. Scientist says. This icon points out where a leading scientist weighs in specially for this book to bring you the latest knowledge in the field. Beyond the book. I hope you continue your gut health journey even after you finish this book. For more information, you can check out the book's accompanying cheat sheet. Go to dummies.com and search for Gut Health for Dummies cheat sheet. If you want to share any feedback with me, contact me through my website by chriscampbell.com. Where to go from here? This book is designed so you can jump in and start anywhere you want. If you prefer a refresher on the digestive tract and how it works, Chapter 2 is the ideal place to start. But if you have a clear memory of those 8th grade lessons on the digestive tract and need to get up to speed on the microbes living there, start at Chapter 3. For symptom SOS, jump right in at Chapter 6. Or if you're lucky enough not to suffer from major digestive symptoms, you can skip to Chapter 10, which covers how to optimize your diet for gut health. Chapters 13 to 16 have some recipes to try out for supporting your gut if you're a generally healthy person. If you're not sure where to begin, go through the table of contents and find a topic that piques your interest. 1. Understanding why gut health is important. In this part, explore the emerging meaning of gut health and how it's different from digestive health. Delve into the workings of the digestive system and how it achieves a fine balance between letting in what nourishes you and keeping out harmful substances. Get a handle on the microorganisms that make their home in the digestive tract and examine what their surprisingly important roles are in maintaining your health. Find out about the factors in your lifestyle that influence the gut microorganisms and gut health overall. Discover the connections that scientists are making between your gut health and various diseases. Not only digestive diseases, but also metabolic conditions, brain conditions, and more. Chapter 1. No healthy gut, no health glory. In this chapter, exploring what gut health means and why it's so important. Visualizing your digestive system and how the parts work together. Recognizing approaches to managing your gut health. If your body is a temple, your gut is its grand, elaborate foyer. The gut serves as a point of entry for food, medicines, and other substances, and that's where the action begins. But not everything makes it past this entrance hall. Some substances get sent out another door promptly, and others discard layers or become transformed before gaining access to other parts of the body through the gut barrier. The digestive system is your body's primary interface with the outside environment, so it's an area that's not outside you and not fully inside you either. Just as managing visitors through the foyer helps keep order in the rest of the building, keeping your gut in good working order is essential for your body's overall health. This chapter dives into what gut health is, then gives an overview of what the digestive tract looks like and how it functions. Finally, this chapter covers the essentials of managing your gut health if you have symptoms or if you want to optimize an already healthy gut. Defining gut health. Decades ago, the term gut health didn't even exist. And 10 years ago, when I was starting to write about this field, people I interviewed told me the first thing that came to mind when they heard the word gut was a protruding belly, as in the phrase beer gut. But starting around 2014, I began to hear about gut health more and more. And now, gut health is a term people use all the time, in blogs, in the media, in ads, and elsewhere. Gut health, however, is often used without necessarily having a clear definition. This section clarifies what gut health is, so you can use this definition as you navigate this book. Discovering the meaning of gut health. So far, scientists haven't agreed on a definition of gut health. Some proposals for the meaning of this term are as follows. Absence of a diagnosed digestive disease. Lack of any digestive symptoms. Optimal gut structure and function, including the configuration of the gut microbes. None of these proposals, however, seem to capture the connotations of gut health today and why it's such a popular topic. Clearly, many people, myself included at one time, who are free of diagnosed digestive disease, still don't have a healthy gut. And as for using digestive symptoms as the gold standard, some signs of an unhealthy gut, such as gut barrier permeability or mild inflammation, may not result in symptoms but are nonetheless undesired and linked with health problems later on. Even optimal gut structure and function isn't a definition of gut health that adequately accounts for why the concept is suddenly resonating with millions around the world. Remember, because of the general public's growing awareness of the latest science on the gut microbiome and how digestive health relates to other body systems, gut health has come to mean something more like a state of well-being, both mental and physical, that's enabled by what happens in the gut. Whereas the term digestive health narrowly refers to the digestive tract and how it functions, gut health extends to general wellness from the inside out. Because the gut is the body's crossroads of digestion, immunity, and metabolic health, overall health and well-being can't be achieved without a healthy gut. In other words, without gut health, there's no overall health glory. Dietary intake is an important concept intertwined with gut health. The popular conceptualization of gut health appears to signal a new awareness about how people's diets lead to measurable and direct consequences for physical and mental health. Diet, exercise, and other lifestyle factors were previously seen as having vague and long-term health benefits. But now, scientists have found that these factors have almost immediate effects on your gut microbes, which are part of the mechanisms for broader health effects throughout the body. Clearly, eating a single donut isn't going to shorten a person's lifespan, but donuts, with their high fat and sugar content, pressure the gut microbes in a certain way so that a habit of eating donuts maintains undesirable changes in the gut, which may take years to become visible through the rest of the body and have negative health consequences. The current meaning of gut health, then, encompasses the optimal structure and function of the gut, with the acknowledgement that it may have the capacity to promote wellness or prevent illness, especially through what you eat. Identifying components of gut health. Unfortunately, no hard and fast measures exist to confirm you have a healthy gut. And in fact, the medical community is much more skilled at defining an unhealthy gut than a healthy gut. However, a healthy gut is generally associated with some specific outcomes: having fewer sick days, not requiring a restrictive diet, not needing medications for digestive health or other conditions. Remember, as for assessing gut health more precisely, 5 parameters may be relevant. Digestive function, whether nutrients are broken down and absorbed properly. Digestive tract structure, whether the parts of the digestive tract are structurally intact, with no observable damage from inflammation or other injury. Motility, if materials are moving through the digestive tract appropriately and at the right speed. Gut microbiota characteristics. Whether the gut microbial composition and function is appropriate. Even though a normal gut microbiota hasn't yet been defined. Gut-brain axis function. Whether the communication channels between the gut and the brain support both gut and brain health. Scientists may one day come up with a precise list of how to measure each of these parameters to set a standard for a healthy gut. But until then, gut health is more of a judgment call. It includes conscious efforts to maintain health by using knowledge about what affects the digestive tract and its resident microorganisms, as discussed in Chapter 4, as well as Part 5. Why gut health matters more than ever. Chronic, also called non-communicable, diseases such as heart disease, cancer, respiratory disease, and diabetes have become a global health emergency. The World Health Organization, WHO, says chronic diseases are responsible for 74% of deaths each year. A recent analysis estimated that, in U.S. adults older than 50, the number with a chronic disease will nearly double between 2020 and 2050, and healthcare systems are poorly prepared to handle the increasing burden of these diseases. But an opportunity exists to prove these predictions wrong and reverse the chronic disease trend. Importantly, the following preventable factors contribute to the risk of dying from a chronic disease: smoking, physical inactivity, harmful use of alcohol, unbalanced diets, air pollution. At least three of these factors, inactivity, alcohol, and dietary intake, are now known to have direct connections to health through the gut. Not to mention, scientists are uncovering connections between gut health and chronic diseases themselves, as I explain in Chapter 5. Gut health can provide powerful day-to-day motivation to improve habits that have a direct effect on how likely you are to die from a chronic disease, and can perhaps even prevent chronic disease from occurring in the first place. Thus, gut health is at the center of a prevention revolution, empowering people to take charge of their health through diet and other aspects of their lifestyle. Remember, from this perspective, gut health is one of the keys to unlocking better health and longer, healthier lives. The current popularity of gut health is a positive sign that chronic diseases in your families and communities don't have to match up with the latest bleak projections. Picturing your gut. The digestive system includes all the organs and processes in your body that transform your food into energy and eliminate solid waste. A prerequisite for understanding gut health is knowing what the parts of your digestive system look like and how they function. These sections give you a preview. Understanding how your gut works. The digestive tract is made up of the parts your food moves through: the mouth, esophagus, stomach, small intestine, large intestine, and anus, along with the accessory organs, liver, pancreas, and gallbladder, that produce the substances required to successfully digest your food. Remember, the digestive system's jobs are to break down food using different mechanical, chemical, and microbial processes to absorb nutrients, and to send off the waste for elimination. Chapter 2.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?